Mini-episode 1027 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1027. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our week one preview for the 2018 NFL season. We start with the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles at home on Thursday night in a playoff rematch with Atlanta, laying one down from four, notwithstanding Nick Foles turning into a pumpkin again in training camp. The Falcons are too good in a spot like this with a struggling QB, so we're on them. On Sunday, Pittsburgh is at Cleveland, laying four down from a touchdown. Don't buy the hard knocks hype, lay the points. The Niners start the season in the Twin Cities, getting a touchdown up from five. In what we expect to be a banner season for the Vikings, they start out here with a cover. Cincy goes just up the road to Indianapolis, getting 2.5 up from 1.5. Andrew Luck still doesn't seem like he's 100%, if not physically, then in terms of being up to game speed, but he'll still have enough to get the job done here. The Bills head down to Baltimore with Nathan Peterman at QB in a game that started at a field goal and has gone up to 8.5. What should be a brutal year for Buffalo starts here in the form of a blowout loss. In what will be the first of many tough NFC South tilts this year, the Bucks go to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, getting 10.5 up from 7.5. At a time when Jameis Winston is out, Ronald Jones II is struggling, and Tampa feels like a poor play all the way around, they do feel undervalued, so they're the pick here. Houston has faced New England many times in recent seasons, but rarely felt like a match for the Pats based on the gap in quarterback play. With Deshaun Watson, that should change, but they're still getting a touchdown, which has been the line consistently throughout. The Pats still have something to prove defensively, so look for the Texans to cover at minimum. The Titans come to South Beach in a pick'em game that started with them laying 2.5. Every year you get some counterintuitive week one plays, and this feels like one of them. Get on the fish. The Chiefs visit the junior college soccer stadium, getting a field goal, which has been the line throughout. Call this a statement game for the Chargers on the first step of their march to the AFC West crown as they win and cover. The Super Bowl 48 rematch of Seattle at Denver has the Broncos laying 2.5 up from 1.5. Both of these teams have tumbled mightily from their time at the top, but in this spot, we'll look for superior quarterback play to carry the day and keep the Bronx from getting their revenge. In a battle of two teams that seem to be headed for long seasons, the Redskins go to Glendale in a game that's been a pick'em throughout. Normally we defer to the home team in such a spot, but we've got the cards slotted for a much worse season, so we see it starting here. On Sunday night, the league's oldest rivalry resumes at Lambeau Field and welcomes Khalil Mack to the proceedings for the first time as the Pack lays 8.5 down from 9. In what could be the first manifestation of the Bears' improvement this season, we look for them to come in through the back door at minimum. The Monday night doubleheader commences with the Jets at Detroit and the Lions laying a touchdown up from 6.5. While New York is making a questionable decision rushing Sam Darnold here, Motown doesn't seem like they should be favored over too many teams right now, especially by that much, so we'll take the dog. Now for the big three plays. The Cowboys come to the Carolinas getting 2.5, which has been a solid number throughout. If not for Dallas being such a huge public team, the Panthers wouldn't be a short home favorite, so we'll take the value with the chalk. Jacksonville comes to the Meadowlands laying a field goal, which has been the line pretty much throughout. This is the beginning of the resurgence of the G-men, who will not only cover but win outright. In the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 1, the Rams come to Oaktown laying 4 in a game that started as a pick'em. Given the widening fortunes of the two teams, that number still isn't remotely big enough. Take LA, enjoy the games this week, and catch us back here next week in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.